Chad Lawson doesn't care if you start to zone out while listening to his music. In fact, that's sort of the goal. The pianist and composer is releasing a double album today. It was recorded at Abbey Road, the London studio once used by the Beatles. Members of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra join Lawson on some of the tracks. The release falls during National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And Lawson says he wrote this music as a way to help people who are struggling. He also hosts a podcast called Calm It Down. Chad Lawson took the time to come into our studios in Washington, where I got to ask him about his music, but more importantly, I got to listen to him play.
This is a song called Irreplaceable. And it's not a void that you're trying to fill. It's something that you're trying to cherish. And so, like, the idea of remembering what's irreplaceable in your life to get us through those hard seasons.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
It's also just been so long since I got to be in physical space with someone making music like that.
Right.
It's almost like I didn't want to talk because you just want to hold the moment of those last few notes. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
Tell me where you were in your life when you wrote that.
I'm not one of those composers that write every day for 45 minutes or see a sunset. Be like, oh, I'm going to go write about the sunset. Normally, I get a melody in my head. And then I have my pencil and my manuscript paper and I write out the melody. And then I craft the song around the melody. I still have no idea what the song is about, but the song will eventually tell me what the story is. When I record an album, I actually take a break after the recording for about a month and just completely clear my mind, clear my head, and whatnot. And then once that month is up, I'll go back and I'll sit down and I'll read literature. I'll read poetry while I'm listening to it in the background. One song in particular, it's called Fields of Forever. Sitting in Abbey Road, recording the song with a cellist named Peter Gregson and a violinist named Esther Yu. And so the red light is on, we're recording this song. And then all of a sudden I started getting memories, these images of my mom and dad. Just her everyday moments, be it a picnic or maybe just driving on the parkway, right? Those moments that just continue to plant the seed of who they were as a couple.
But those images didn't come when you were writing the piece.
Correct. It was when I was recording. And to the point where, like, I was almost literally in tears, like, recording this.
How do you describe your music? Strictly classical? Is it meditation music?
I think the music that I do is something that's going to be able to calm someone with whatever they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some people say, oh, this music helps me fall asleep.
That's not offensive to you?
Not at all. Not at all. We have to have that balance of everything. And so I do, you know, joke that I need to have a warning sticker on it. You know, do not operate heavy machinery while listening to it.
It may put you to sleep, and that is a good thing.
But you know what? I mean, music is meant to heal.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing that it took a pandemic for us to actually stop and realize, wait, what life am I living right now?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing? And so that's the whole purpose of the idea of it being called Breathe, Exhale.
So this makes sense because this is the other part of you. You're a musician, but you're also a meditation teacher,
mm-hmm.
breathing coach.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
The amazing thing is that our breath can control our emotions. And then the other way around, our emotions can control our breath. We're now much more open. We're now much more able to say, you know, I'm going through a difficult time in my life. This lady emailed me, and I will never forget. It was 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning. She goes, I'm sitting here listening to one of your songs, and the tempo of it matches the pacing of my husband's breath as he takes his last one.
So you start hearing from all sorts of people about what the music means to them, and During the pandemic, you decided to start your own podcast?
I couldn't tour. Mm-hmm. I still wanted to stay relevant with my listening audience. And so, you know, I came upon this study by Oxford Press and Harvard, where it's listening to calming music for 3 to 5 minutes raises what's called BDNF levels, which is a nickname for just happy hormones, basically. So I was like, you know what, let me go ahead and just create a podcast centered around emotional health. It has taken on a whole life of its own that I had never anticipated. And I hear almost daily, everything from sexual abuse to suicide. This morning, I had a message. A friend of mine is actually incarcerated, and he listens to your podcast, and it helps him get through the day.
These are big things, not just keeping someone company while they're incarcerated, but questions about sexual abuse and mental health and suicide. You're not a therapist.
I'm not.
And you're not a psychologist.
No. And I think it's one of those things where it's like, you don't have to have a PhD to be able to talk about this conversation.
Are you worried that you might steer someone in the wrong direction?
You know, I have a co-writer that has a PhD. She is a professionally trained psychologist. And so for like the heavier stuff,
yeah,
I run the stuff by her. Mm-hmm. And for instance, the sexual abuse episode, it's called Scars. I say, look, this is something that might activate some memories that may be troublesome. So please, before you go further, maybe sit with your therapist or with your care provider or with someone really close that you're not going through this alone. Mm-hmm. It's heavy, but I also think it's incredibly encouraging.
Chad Lawson, the new album is called Breathe. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your music.
Thank you, Rachel. It's so nice to see a smiling face.
Oh my gosh, it was just the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Just those three digits, 988.